CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. Good morning. It's Sunday the 12th of May 2013. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. 2.5 gigs bands call for input. New EME record on 24 gigs, moonbounds planned for G100 RSGB. Ofcom has published a call for inputs relating to spectrum use by license-exempt devices in the 2400 MHz band. This band is close to the radio spectrum in the 2300 MHz band, which the Ministry of Defence plans to release for new civilian uses. The MOD has therefore commissioned work to audit license-exempt uses in the 2.4 gigs band, in particular to identify the full range of possible uses of this spectrum. The call for inputs introduces two audit reports that explore license-exempt use in the 2400 megs band. It also invites stakeholders to identify any other uses that may need to be considered to understand any technical coexistence. In addition to license-exempt use, the 2.4 gigs band is also a secondary allocation for the amateur service, including ATV repeater outputs and satellite downlinks. The Ofcom consultation is at http://stakeholders.ofcom.org.uk/consultations/2400-MHZ. And if you can't remember that, just go into the Ofcom site. Rex Moncur, GVK7MO, has completed an Earth-Moon-Earth QSO with OK1KIR EME team in the Czech Republic at a distance of some 10,180 miles to claim the New World EME record on 24 gigs. VK7MO used a 1.14-metre dish and 10 watts, and OK1KIR used a 4.5-metre dish and 22 watts. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated by Fort Purbrook Radio Club today, the 12th of May, using 40, 24 and 2-metre bands as well as 70 SEMs. On Monday, Horsham ARC will put the call sign on the air from Ilfield, running 10 to 160 metres as well as 2 metres. And on Tuesday, the Isle of Wight RC will operate on the HF bands and 6 metres, 2 metres and 70 SEMs from Ryde. Then on the 16th and 17th, the call sign moves to Corsham with the North Wiltshire DX group running a mostly CW station on 10 to 80 metres. The UK Microwave group will put the station on the air in the Andover running CW, SSB and Digital, including EME, on the 18th and 19th. They'll be mainly using 3 centimetre band, but some activity will be on the 23 SEMs to 12 millimetre bands, and details of how to get your QSL card you'll find on the RSGB's website under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. According to the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter, Spanish GPS boys are the latest threat to the 28 megs band. You can find their bursts between 28 and 28.5 megs transmitting in F1B with 51 baud and about 300 hertz shift. They were observed and measured by DK2OM and HB9CET and found to be in the Atlantic Ocean west of Portugal. The Portuguese monitoring system informed the Portuguese authorities. There's still time to apply for funding from the Radio Communications Foundation for projects to promote the benefits of radio to the general public. The foundation meets on the 15th of May to consider small projects that would benefit from funding. Send details by email to marilyn.slade@rsgb.org.uk. All decisions on whether to provide financial support are made by the trustees, and there's no certainty that any project proposed will receive funding. We have received news of a change of address for the Spanish QSL Bureau. If you send bulk QSLs to Spain, they should now go to URE, PO Box 55055 to 8053 Madrid, Spain. Details of rallies for the coming week. There are no details of rallies taking place this weekend. On the 19th of May, the 30th National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale will be held at Stockwood Park in Luton. Full details, www.ddrcbootsale.org. Also on the 19th of May, the Wolverhampton ARS Tabletop Sale will be held at the Electric Club, St Mark's Road, Chapel Ash, Wolverhampton, WV30QH. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission by donation. There'll be an RSGB bookstall. More from Vaughan, M0VRR. Email is tts@wolverhamptonars.co.uk. Members of the RSGB team will be attending the Dayton Hamvention, I should say, between the 17th and 19th of May at the Hara Arena, Dayton, Ohio. There'll be an RSGB bookstall. RSGB General Manager Graham Coomber, G0NBI, will be present to talk on the first 100 years of the RSGB to Hamvention visitors and also to participants in the DX's dinner. Now for news of special events. GB4PEN is a CW-only special event running until the 24th of May to remember the loss of the Penley lifeboat. Full details, qrz.com. Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society will be active for Mills on the Air on the 12th of May from Dulow Windmill near St Neots using GB2DWM. South Tyneside Amateur Radio Society is operating GB2CWM from Cleendon Water Tow, I wonder if that means Water Tower, on the 12th of May using the HF and VHF bands. For the sixth consecutive year, Cray Valley RS will be activating GB6MW in support of National Mills Weekend from Neopham Windmill, Rootham Road, Neopham Green in Kent, DA130QA. The station will be on the air using the HF bands as well as 2 and 4 metre bands from around 12:30 to 5 p.m. today. Guided tours of the mill will be provided by the Windmill Trust. For further details, www.cvrs.org. On the 16th and 17th of May, Lincoln Shortwave Club is operating GB70DAM in memory of the crew and German civilians killed during the 617 Squadron's raid on the Great Ruhr Dams of Germany. The station will be on RAF Scampton's bomb dump, where Barnes Wallace bouncing bomb was delivered on the 16th of May 1943. The station will operate from 3 p.m. on the 16th until 3 p.m. on the 17th, using 1480 metres, band conditions permitting. A limited edition QSL card will be available, see qrz.com. GB70BOA and GB70WA will be on the air between the 20th and 27th of May, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Atlantic. Operations using all modes will take place 10 to 80 metre bands as well as 144 and 432 megs. A special commemorative card will be available. More on at tinyurl.com/CMVDVQ8. DX News Now. HD2A and HC2AQ will be active from Galapagos Islands. IOTA reference SA004, 15th to the 20th of May as HD8A. Operations will be on all the HF bands, QSL HD2A. OY1CT will be active from the Faroe Islands, IOTA EU018, during May, with a special call OW75FOC. He'll be operating on the HF bands only, QSL Carsten Thompson, that's THOMSEN, OW75FOC, Kvivik, that's KVIVIK, Faroe Islands, as directed on the air. UA4WHX is currently operational portable CP1 from Bolivia, QSL UA4WHX, ZL2AGY will be active from Rarotonga Island, IOTA OC013 until the 29th of May as E51FOC and E51AGY, QSL home call. Between the 18th and 30th of May, 5 members of the SANS contest group from Morecambe will be visiting the island of Samos for a holiday expedition. This is IOTA EU049 or locator KM37JK. They'll be using SZ8S. Operation will be from the radio house at Servu Point above Samos town, kindly loaned to the group by the Aegean Radio Association. More information, qrz.com. Camber Hams will be operating GS3 PYEP from the Isle of Mull, which is IOTA EU008, until the 16th of May. 13 operators will be active on all bands and many modes, 2 metres to 160. They'll be active on 472 kHz for the first time. The HF bands will be covered by 5 simultaneous stations, whilst the 6-metre, 4-metre and 2-metre stations will have a great take-off towards the UK and Europe from the island's southeast coast in IO 76 Square. Contest news today, the 12th of May, 70 megs CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. Exchange signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Tuesday the 14th, 432 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The data leg of the 80 metre club championship takes place on Wednesday, 1900 to 2030 UTC, exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, 144 megs May contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 18th to 1400 UTC on the 19th. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Sunday the 19th, the first 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. You're listening to GB2RS, this is G4NJH reading it, it's in the MP3 version. Solar factual data now, for the period from Friday the 3rd to Thursday the 9th of May, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. Numerous sunspot regions were visible every day, few were large enough to produce solar flares every day. Solar activity increased to high when an M5 solar class flare took place on the 3rd, and an M1 class flare on the 5th when activity was at moderate levels. The remaining days activity was at low levels with C class solar flares taking place. Solar flux levels declined from 148 units on the 3rd to 127 by the 8th. The average was 135 units. The 90 day solar average on the 9th was 117 units, 2 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined from B6.5 units on the 3rd to B4.3 by the 8th. The average was B5.6 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day except the 7th, when activity increased slightly to unsettled levels due to a small coronal hole. The AP index for the 7th was 12 units. The average was AP8. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 330 kilometers per second on the 4th to 600 by the morning of the 6th. Speed then gradually declined to 420 kilometers per second by the end of the period. Particle densities were low, except for a brief increase to 45 particles per cubic centimeter on the 6th. BZ varied between minus 7 and plus 11 nanoteslas on the 6th during the weak disturbance, and between minus 4 and plus 1 nanoteslas on the quietest day. Finally, the solar forecast this week: solar activity is expected to be low, but there is a reasonable chance of activity increasing on the occasional day. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 120s, but could increase towards next weekend. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be quiet every day, but if a coronal mass ejection heads our way, then activity would increase. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be about 23 megs for the south, 20 for the north. Darkness hour low should be about 12 megs. Paths this week to India should have a maximum usable frequency. With a 50% success rate of 22 megs, the optimum working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more like 17 megahertz. The best time to try this path to India will be between 1100 and 1600 hours UTC. Sporadic E is expected to take place on some days up to 70 megahertz. In any intense openings, propagation is possible on 144 megs. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. This is G4NJH reading it. On we come now to the local UK news for the Midlands. We start with news that Northampton Radio Club is arranging an intensive foundation training course weekend shortly for anyone interested in becoming involved in amateur radio. Further information can be obtained from Bob, M0HAF, at email address kenvee@gmail.com. Additional foundation and intermediate courses can also be arranged on Thursday nights as required. Now for clubs that have several events in the week. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in Mills on the Air today as GB5EM from Ells Mill. On Tuesday it's the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest. Wednesday sees Shack Activities plus a quiz and social night at the BSA Club. Dambuster Special Event Station GB70DAM will be on the air on Thursday and Friday. The club net is on Thursday, 145.375 megs from 8pm as usual. The Saturday surgery is and mentoring starts at 9am in the Shack. For more information, contact Pam Rose, G4STO 01427 788356. Withal Radio Club is holding its club meet net on 145.225 megs from 8pm today and next Sunday. Tuesday sees a Morse class from 7:45pm, followed by an 8:30pm by a committee meeting. The Shack's social is on Friday from 7:30pm. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Friskney and East Lincolnshire Communications Club is running a club net on Monday from 7:30, 144.165 megs USB vertical. On Wednesday from 8pm there's an M3 and an M6 club net on GB3FR. Friday sees a club net on GB3FR from 8pm. Contact the FELCC info line 07554 362020 for more. Northampton Radio Club has its weekly club net on Monday from 8pm on 145.4625 MHz. The club meeting is on Thursday and this week features an archery evening. Contact Nigel G6MKJ MKJ via nigel.ellis57@virgin.net for more information. South Birmingham Radio Society is holding a committee meeting on Monday. There's a coffee morning in the club room on Tuesday from 11am. Thursday sees training classes with Dave Murphy, G80WL, and on Friday there's an open evening in the club room. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696359. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting and is on the air on Monday at Warmley Rugby Club from 7:30. Tuesday sees the 4 metres on the air evening on 70.475 MHz from 7:30. More information from Robert Bird. Email is spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday, 145.275 megs FM. On Wednesday, it's the 80-metre club championship data from 7 to 8:30pm. More information from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX 01858 432105. Midland Amateur Radio Society is planning social events on Monday and running training classes. Next Sunday, there's a tabletop sale at the Electric Club Wolverhampton, WV3QQH. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808 078003. Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is having a talk on Tuesday by Eddie Humphreys on the adventures of the radio constructor. Saturday sees the start of the Gem Carville Radio Weekend, and next Sunday it's the Scouts Barbecue at County Hall. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, secretary at m0zoo.co.uk. On Saturday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is having a plug-and-play day at Bar Beacon from 10:30 a.m. Next Sunday, there's a group trip to Wolverhampton Tabletop Sale. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 079606. Say that again, 07906, it should be 905071. Back to traditional date order ordering. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is running a foundation exam and having a demo of IFDSP. on the Kenwood TS590S by Alan, G4MGW, contact Antwi1GKY, 01242699595. On Tuesday, Derby and District Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio at dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night. Details from Miles Hall, G4GSB, g4gsb at gmx.com. On Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is having a talk on remote station working by art, G3KWY. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504319. Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476 402550. Also Wednesday, South Notts Amateur Radio Club is preparing for Mills on the Air. Details from Terry, M0RIA 01159372942. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is having an indoor bowls evening. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299677. Thursday, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is holding a test equipment evening. Details from Derek Tom, G3NKS, 01242-241099. And on Friday, Coventry Amateur Radio Society is having a radio workshop evening from 8:30 p.m. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958-777-363. On Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a club meeting, followed by a members' forum. Details from Dave Wilde, G1YAI, email treasurer at hrarc.com. And the last entry this week, Saturday, Rugby ATS is having a Raspberry Pi evening. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788 578 940. And that's it for another week.